Namo Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadhi Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Rama, Rama. Krishna, Krishna.
Sing together.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare Rama
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
sing. Blissful and very information and practice filled day comes to the closure. All day from morning to now, we have heard about the holy name and we have also chanted the holy name. And perhaps some of us remember yesterday, the Lake of Flowers, where we bathed in the flowers or in the nectar of the Holy Name, really. So, anyways, it is these are full days, days which remind us of our ultimate project, our ultimate necessity, our goal. I remember when we were in Bal Krishna Bhavan, this last kirtan, we always dedicated to sing for Giriraj, that deity who is guarding our efforts, who is blessing our efforts, who may sometimes even put a few stones on our path to make us more aware, to make us more conscious of where we are and where we wish to go and what there might still be to do. Whatever is your situation, we request you for this final kirtan of today to put some adara, some affectionate regard, maybe a gratitude, maybe a praise, maybe a prayer, something that brings you closer. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Srila Rupa Goswami and his commentator in the Stavamala, Baladev Vidyabhushana, invoke a really heart-moving picture or image. They say, when a beggar is situating himself before a palace, he simply needs to wait until the lord or the queen of the palace come out. So he's waiting there with a begging bowl in his lap, and when the doors are slightly opening, he picks up that begging bowl in his emaciated arms and stretches it forward, and perhaps makes a noise like "Kripa Karo," show mercy. So this particular melody, which is in a very nice, I learned in the evening raga, can be sung in this mood. A beggar for something that is not so easily given in this world. I mean, it can't be given from the people of this world. A gift. Alms. So you need to just sing a little bit. Is our rhythm section all right? Is it good? Good. Please. Bring your begging voice now and sing.
Oh, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Krishna, Krishna. Hare Hare.
Begging voice, please.
Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Krishna.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
time everybody
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
prolonged chanting, or let us say, more chanting than you are usually doing or than you are used to do. More kirtans, more japa, and also hearing. There comes a time when the mind is, of course, a little overwhelmed, almost like an overflooded piece of land. But when the flood goes a little bit, as we live our life after the retreat, we will see that new things start to grow. By this deep immersion in the holy name, and with this I mean frequent chanting, improved chanting perhaps, or just the association of devotees doing this, you will see it's like a flood and over wasteland. That's a gross exaggeration. I mean over your usual habits, and then when it recedes, so nice, so many nice new plants come, perhaps vegetables, trees, grass, almost as if a monsoon comes, and then when the monsoon recedes and the water flows back into the rivers and the wherever it flows, then the land is greener. So yes, there may be a physical exhaustion, like I feel my voice is a little bit rougher than it is usual from all this chanting and singing, but there's great spiritual benefit, especially here when done in this sacred land or sacred area. It's called the Govardhan Tareti. Tareti means the land at the foothills, the foothill. Having said this, I want to say that the main flood is still waiting. It is coming tomorrow. This will be our day that we have set aside for 64 rounds, if possible. If not, no problem. But each one of us will chant significantly longer and more than they are used to do. And I will request our Prashanta to announce this and tell us what to do or what to prepare. All I wish to say from my side is, it's good if you have a restful night today, where your body and mind finds rest. Perhaps you're a little bit careful what you still are eating, because when you eat more than it is required at this late hour, the night is not, or the sleep is not so restful often. When you are in a different category, fine, but restful night. Anything you can do to make your night restful is highly advisable, because tomorrow we will be staying a major portion of the day outside. Of course, we can rest under some desire tree, but then don't complain when all of a sudden a tiger comes, when you dreamt of a tiger in your sleep. Anyways, and perhaps take enough. Actually, this is all Prashanta's. She will tell us, but take also some warm cloth, because we will go into the late afternoon, I think. So I wish you all the best. Bhui Jampabhu, Giriraj Maharaj, Pancharatra, Brahmatirtha, myself, we will all be with you and form a Japa Mandala, Japa Association. It will be very pleasant and easy. And we go to the root of our Sampradaya, Srila Rupa Goswami's place. So please, Prashanta, tell us when, how, and all the things we need to know. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Oh, Hare Krishna. So, dears, tomorrow is the most wonderful day that we will be in the shelter of Teya Kadamba. Teya Kadamba is the heart of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, where Srila Rupa Goswami spent a lot of his time and compiled some of the literatures which we are reading, including the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, presented by Srila Prabhupada as the nectar of devotion. So it is near Nandagaon. It will take us about 1 hour, 15 minutes to get there. So tomorrow morning's schedule is a little compact. We'll have Mangal Aarti as usual, Guru Puja a little earlier at 7 o'clock, and at 7:15 there will be an early breakfast. And right after the breakfast, you are requested to quickly pick up whatever you'll be needing there. If you want to have your own personal asana, you can bring something to cover your head from the sun. Today and yesterday have been very wonderful sunny weather, so we are praying that the same be there tomorrow. And a bottle of water, if you can bring 2 liters, at least 1 liter of water. We will be serving water, but because we are many, it's not easy to provide for so many people. So you please bring your own bottle of water. And warm clothes, Maharaj was mentioning, because in the late afternoon, it will get a little coldy. You can bring a book or so if you wish, if in case you want to read and get some inspiration. So tomorrow is the Japa day. Endeavoring to chant as many rounds as we can. We call it many times a 64 rounds Japa day. So you may attempt, you see how personally you can cope with chanting these many rounds. We will be going there by bus. So the buses will be located, if you go just out of the gate here, instead of going right, you go left. And it's just 2 minutes walk. There's another road on this side here. And there will be 6 buses. So we request you to board them one after the next. In other words, first you fill the first bus, number one. Once it's full, it will depart. And then you keep filling the other buses. And upon reaching Teya Kadamba, you will immediately continue with your japa. Tomorrow you are advised to start early, before Mangal Aarti, to chant. Before Mangal Aarti, after Mangal Aarti, then on the bumping bus, and then in Teya Kadamba. In Teya Kadamba, we'll be staying there the whole day. The lunch will be served in Teya Kadamba. Lunch will begin around 1:30, and it will continue to be served for a while so that you are free to go whenever you like to take your lunch. Not forever, but it will remain open for at least 2 hours so that you can go in any time you like. And we will continue chanting through the afternoon, through the morning, through the afternoon, until at least 5 o'clock. And around 5 o'clock, we'll start winding up. We will be hosted in Teya Kadamba by the devotees who are taking care of the place, Rishikesh Baba and Shyam Sundar Baba. We call them Babas because they stay there, but they are actually Gaudiya Vaishnavas, initiated in the Gaudiya Mat. They are our cousins. So they take care of the place very wonderfully. Please take with you a little donation for Teya Kadamba so you can deposit that there before leaving. What else to say? Just prepare yourself to be there the whole day. We will have a general sitting place where we will all be sitting under the pillow trees. But you can also roam around the beautiful property there. And there is a kund. You can sit around the kund. You can sit under the trees and chant in this most peaceful atmosphere where often peacocks are seen or heard singing. So this is our for tomorrow. Dinner will be served after we return here if you have completed all your rounds. So this is for tomorrow. I think I've explained enough. A wonderful day. There will be hardly any talks there, only chanting of japa. A little bit introduction, a little bit hints from time to time to remain fixed on the chanting and absorb the mood of the chanting, and a little kirtan in the end. So be ready for a lot of association with the holy name. So we wish you a wonderful day tomorrow. As Mara said, early rest, so that tomorrow we may be in shape in Terkadamba. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Terkadamba ki jai, Hari Hari Bol.
What time do the buses actually leave?